to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to Sacramento's number one podcast, the Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the toast, and GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump. GG Gamer Subs with the new flavors of what, Web?
Strawberry Burst.
Strawberry Burst. Come on, give me two
OP
more.
OP Orange.
OP Orange.
That's only two new flavors.
Okay.
Dragon Fruit Punch.
All right. You could have made up one, man. What's wrong with you? Good Lord. The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
Yep. We're getting right on into it. Corey Vincent's here.
Oh, what's up?
All right. Are you having one of those existential crisis again?
No. I'm just exhausted.
Okay. All
right. At least you're not blind anymore.
No, I can kind of see.
Kinda.
Yeah. That's cool. I can now know that you are a woman.
How many fingers?
Five.
Awesome.
Spot on.
I would have treated you much differently if I knew you were a girl.
Worse. It would have been worse.
We're just gonna blow right past that.
Emma Skies is with us, of course.
Move on.
As always, Emma Skies is here with us.
It is me. Is it as always at this point?
How many episodes in a row?
30, give or take.
You are a regular mainstay, of course.
It's been a few.
And then, of course, the people that make the show possible, they sit here week in, week out. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
What's up?
What do you
do? My favorites in the chat, everybody. Special Cases is here, everybody.
Getting everything wrong, apparently.
Apparently, you know. But me and Special Cases have this love-hate relationship, I'd like to think. He's my favorite chatter. I'm his favorite host. I don't know.
Are you, though?
Yeah, we go jogging every Thursday.
I feel like that's not true.
That is not.
I feel like you've never been jogging in your life.
Wow. Thanks for the fat joke.
You don't seem like a jogging person.
I do, but thank you for the fat joke.
You don't seem like somebody who jogs.
No, that's all right. That's cool. We'll skip past that.
You're right. I mean,
thank you. I know I'm right.
First of all, Webb, did we not race?
That was a jog.
I know.
That was a sprint.
No, that was a burn, sir, because you were, like, jogging, and I was, like, sprinting.
Damn.
Exactly.
I was there as a witness, and it was a lot closer than Aaron makes it seem.
There's video footage.
Is there? Yes. I mean, it was close.
Yeah, so we can see this close, quote unquote.
It was pretty close.
I'm comfortable with the result, too. We'll publish the video footage.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with the result as well. You know what else I'm comfortable with?
No. Yourself?
No. Well, yeah, definitely. Okay. But we are...
Your sexuality?
One day free...
Oh my God.
Without GSG. The very popular chatter GSG who gets in our chat room from time to time. I'm not saying anything. Why are you backing away? Like this is a bad thing.
I'm just saying.
Let's put it out on the table. This was his decision to take a hiatus from our show. I have no ill will towards this young man.
I have no idea why he would possibly want to take a break from the show.
He wants to take a small hiatus. That's fine. I respect his decision. And this is how I've replied in turn. Days without GSG. One. When he returns, I'll wipe that away. Which I know he will return because he's a good guy. He's a good guy, right?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Emma? Your rebuttal?
I'm just going to let it happen. All right, whatever then. Happens, happen.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, Special Cases in chat says, because y'all turned into bullies.
GSG's a bully. If he can't take it, he shouldn't dish it. I'm just saying. I'm done.
Well, there you go.
I am Switzerland in this battle.
I can't wait to leave. He's been on the show multiple times. You know, he's got catchphrases with us, regulars.
Yeah.
You know, he's looking at our face probably right now. And he's
fucking pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed.
His own catchphrases.
Yeah, the chat loves him. GSG is cool. So yeah, I'm not saying this is. So if you're watching live, if you're not listening to the the podcast live, or if you're listening to the podcast right now, I mean, you can't see the sign, so it doesn't really hurt or affect you. Just know that it's there. It says Days Without GSG 1. So there you go. We miss you, GSG.
What are you doing with that microphone?
Come on, come on back.
Messing with it.
Why are you messing with it?
Messing with the mic?
Don't worry about it.
Why are you?
Don't worry about it.
I have to worry about it. It's my. It's literally.
It's literally your job.
My job to make sure you're talking into the mic.
I am
okay. It's gonna be okay.
Checking the movie.
All right.
Talk just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm not okay with it.
All right. All right. Let's cut that.
Somebody please help me.
Corey, your thing isn't hooked up any. I was gonna buy.
No, I heard that. I heard that.
Wait, what?
Your aux cord here.
Oh, there's one right there. Actually. Yeah, but it's kind of see it in the box.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't buy one.
Yeah.
Let's get right down to it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Wow, woo! He's left him on his own there.
Yeah,
I just went with it.
It felt right.
Why did you leave him on his own?
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Web. You carried that.
I let him solo
after years of doing it as a at least a duo. You just let him dangle there. Huh?
Well, I feel like it was his time to fly.
Okay.
I wanted to give him his moment.
Okay. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Oh, before we do that, actually, Webb, you went to go see a movie today.
I did go see a movie today.
Holy crap. No spoilers.
All right.
But spoilers.
Ready Player One.
Oh, hey. A video.
Out of 10.
Topical.
Out of 10?
Ooh. Wait, did you read the book first?
I didn't.
Okay. So out of 10, go.
Just be truthful, man. Just let it out.
I'm going to say like 7 or 8-ish.
Really? That's pretty high.
It wasn't like an excellent movie, but it had enough nostalgia in it and enough like pop culture references to keep me entertained the entire movie.
You know what? That's actually...
Here's a question I have for Ready Player One. How much Tracer is in it? Because that will directly affect if I go see this movie.
3 times.
And I'm not going to go see this movie.
It's... Well, hang on.
Why did you not like Tracer?
Wait, what?
I hate Tracer.
It's like this. It's like...
Okay,
that's great for the audio podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
For the love of
Then you should be coming out to twitch.tv/videogame_bang.
Jeez.
He was pantomiming what the camera was doing.
It was a very quick pan.
It was like
away.
It was like a
Tracer away.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And it was like beginning, middle, and end.
Okay.
Did she have any lines?
No lines.
Good.
Not that we heard. There was like crowd cheers, and she was in that, I'm assuming, because her mouth was moving, but that's it.
Wait, why do you hate Tracer?
I fucking hate Tracer. I hate playing Tracer. I hate playing against Tracer.
Oh, so it's a gameplay thing.
I hate that Tracer gets a legendary skin every time Jeff Kaplan sneezes.
She's a popular character.
She's on the emblem.
She's like the face, yeah.
I hate her.
You know who was part of helping to write Tracer?
Who?
Joss Whedon.
I would not be surprised.
That's not right.
I believe that 100%.
You know the Jordan Jumpman logo for Overwatch? That's Tracer.
Like the MLB logo. Have you ever seen that logo?
Oh,
Tracer is the MLB.
Yeah,
logo,
she's like
basically.
How can you hate her?
I mean, I know she's like the face of the game. I just fucking hate her.
All right.
Fair enough.
Wait, what character do you play?
I play a D.Va because. Easy, spray and pray. I play a lot of Mercy and Lucio because I always have to be support in comp because nobody else wants to be fucking support.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it goes.
Wait, do you play this on console?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. No further questions.
Oh.
I will mute you.
Was that the trial?
No, I will mute you.
Your Honor, I think the jury knows.
Aaron,
already. The prosecution rests.
Aaron, you're witness.
Which console do you play this on?
Xbox.
Okay.
That's a dumb question.
Excuse me, who do you think you're talking to?
I'm just saying, you own both. The jury needs to know. Thank you. All right, then. Your witness.
The answer is always
Bird
Xbox.
Law, first of all. All right. I'm invoking Bird Law.
Can we start
off
the show?
This is a dick move.
By talking about Sea of Thieves last night?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to talk about Sea of Thieves last night.
Get used to this.
I'm going to need a minute.
Get used to this, people, because this game is fun.
Well, it's topical, too.
It's topical.
Yeah. It's out. It's new. You know, it's bright and sunny. We played till like 4 o'clock in the freaking morning last night.
Yeah.
And we audibly heard a life crisis going on in another server with one Miss Emma... Scouts.
I haven't raged that hard at a game in a long time.
But
like,
it was reminiscent of some of our old, you know, gaming, you know, nights where we were missing our rager, basically. He lives in Montana now and
he's having a kid.
Yeah, he's having a kid. He's doing the whole thing. He's being an adult.
Yeah.
Is what they call it. And so we were like, we missed the rager. And then all of a sudden Emma slides in and
First of all, here's the thing. So I had seen in the group chat earlier that you guys were getting on to to play some Sea of Thieves. And I was like, all right, well, I'm doing stuff. But a couple hours later, I pop in. I'm like, you guys still on? You're still on. I was like, you have room for one more? You say, yeah, pop on in. I get in there. You have a full crew. You do not have room for one more.
Well, technically.
You had four.
No.
Yes.
No, we didn't have room for one more, technically. But I've got nothing, so go ahead.
Yeah. So there is no room for me. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm gonna play by myself. So that's
independent
it's,
woman.
I yeah. am. So it's yeah. your guy. Like you guys have your four person. You're on the big ass ship. You've got defenses, and you can like protect yourself. And I'm on my little sloop by myself.
You're really overestimating what we have.
Doing my fucking missions. No, what pissed me off, and I guess Rare knows this is a problem with the game, mm-hmm. is I kept running into the same asshole. I want to go back and, like, well, there's no recording to watch.
No, you can hear it on my stream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can go back.
Yeah, I want to go back and see how long it was. 5 hours. Because it must have been at least an hour of this guy that found me. We ended up on the same island. I have my own ship. He has his own ship. So it's just one and one. And it started out as, like a fun thing where, like, neither of us have mics. So we're just, like, waving at each other. And this is funny. And we're playing music. And we're dancing. And at one point, he ended up on my ship. And then I was repairing it. So he came down to help me repair it. And as he comes down to help me repair it, he sees what I have on my ship. And I had 5 chests and 3 skulls. Ooh, and he decides to kill me.
Wait, why did you have that much stuff just sitting on
because
your ship?
Because Webb was bragging about doing a solo adventure and having 4 chests. And I was like, I can beat that.
Wow. She couldn't.
Ego.
Yeah.
You could have summarized
it. I did. I had 5 chests and 3 skulls.
Did you return them, though?
Yeah.
That's what they say,
you did?
People.
Yeah. That's what took me an hour.
Okay.
No, so he decides to kill me, and this guy sucks. He was just horrible. So I kill him. I sink his ship. In the middle of me sinking his ship, he respawns and jumps back on. I kill him again. I finish sinking his ship, and I go. And then 5 minutes later, there he is, following me in his ship again. And it was just this never-ending cycle of killing him. He respawns on an island right fucking next to me, chases me again. I couldn't do anything. I, like, would stop at an outpost to try to sell my shit, and there he was.
And you would just kill him again, huh?
I would just kill him again. And he was just there constantly. I could not get away from this guy. And it was, like, an hour of me raging and just, like, yelling into the mic about how I couldn't get away from this asshole.
The best part was, after that saga was over, he went to a different server or something. You go and you're telling us about how there's a big ship that's by you and you're making new friends and you guys are gonna go on a treasure hunt together. And we're like, shoot them, Emma. Don't trust. We're like, no, they waved at me. It's fine. What happened?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, they danced together.
They danced together.
That's what it was.
There was 3 of them on their ship.
We danced together.
We did. We had a bond. There was 3 of them on their ship. There's 1 of me on my ship, so I'm worried. But then they just start waving at me, and I was like, all right, they're friendly. And it was actually, like, a nice moment. I had a quest. They helped me kill people. We went out. We were killing things, and then I got the skull, and I was like, all right, this is going to be it. Are they going to let me keep it? And then I got on my ship. They got on their ship. We start sailing away. I'm almost out of range, and then they start fucking shooting me, and they sank me. They didn't even come get my skull. They just sank us.
They just wanted you to
and
sacrifice.
The skull.
And that's what they wanted.
I was like, God damn it.
Shmuel says, sounds like Emma had an in-game stalker. More like Thanos trying to court death. Because she kept killing the dude, like, over and over again.
I've come to bargain. He came to bargain over and over and over again.
Wow. Yeah. Nice reference.
That's a good one, yeah.
So, on our server.
Yeah, on a better.
On a better
yeah,
note.
Fuck you guys.
On a cool server. It was Aaron, myself, Steven and David Webb, and my first real time getting my sea legs going. And we were, you know, doing like simple missions. It started off easy.
And we're doing fetch quests for
go
the
catch
chicken
a chicken, go catch a pig, bring it back, sell it. And we were just doing that over and over again. And then we see another ship. And did it go aggro immediately, or was there like a process? Because we didn't have anything on us, we didn't have any treasure.
No. It went aggro immediately.
Yeah, it went aggro immediately.
So I was like, there's a ship. And we were like, let's go get him.
And we had like very limited supplies.
Yeah.
Very limited.
You had like no wood planks. I was listening to you rationing your wood planks.
Yes. I thought we went into it fully prepared.
Not
it just lasted.
No, not fully prepared.
No, not fully prepared.
We came
it
in
last
about half.
I was misinformed. Okay.
So we start a battle. And this battle, I kid you not, was probably at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a long time. It was a long time.
Ships we'd go pass each other, shoot, hit each other, have to patch,
board
go back
each
around.
Other sometimes.
Yeah, they would board us, we'd fend them off. We'd board them, they'd fend us off, and this fight went forever.
There'd be times where we were just actually bucketing water out without patching anything.
Cuz we had no
just to stay afloat.
We had no planks.
Yeah.
And it came down to this crescendo of us, like, I think they were out of supplies, too.
Yeah, they were.
Doing the same thing.
They were,
So we just wrecked our boats into each other and had this crazy fight.
Yeah.
Like, me and Aaron are fighting this guy down below.
We're on their ship, yeah.
We're on their ship. Like, two of them went to our ship, so it was like 2v2. We cleaned them out. We had to fight each other back. Their ship finally went down.
I think that was the most epic part, because we were on their ship.
It went down.
As it was going down, I was like, we got to get out. And so I remember running and jumping and grabbing onto the ladder of our ship just to get back up while theirs was going down.
I went down and started glitching out where I couldn't, like, swim. And finally, I got out, and their ship was, like, upside down, and I swam out. And I started losing what was left of my health as I was coming, and I surfaced. But then I hear, they're on our ship still.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I got to go with what little sliver of life I have left and get back on there. And we cleared them out finally. But then the most cool part is we just had this crazy fight. Everybody's dead. And one person is steering while the other three are just running down because our ship had taken so much damage. So the fight's over, but three of us are just bailing water. We get to an island. And one of us, the person who was steering, has to stop, hit the thing to find planks, while the three of us are still bailing water to save this damn ship. We had nothing on the ship. We could have just let it destroy.
Just sailed
away. Yeah, you got to keep it.
There was no...
The fact that we saved it, though, makes it, like, we won. We actually won that battle.
Do you remember any of their gamer tags?
Nope.
Yes.
They're on the stream.
One had NZ at the beginning.
Well, yeah, they're on the stream, too, yeah.
Yeah, but... There's also the part where we're limping and we see another ship and it gets closer and it's painted. And so we're like, oh, shit. Like, this is
high level
people. And we're like, oh, crap. Just go. And they pass us. And we're like, okay, cool. They're chill. They're okay. So we go. We get patched
up.
Repair. We're back out. We see another ship. And so we're like, all right, let's do this. Let's jump back in. And we realize it's that ship. And so me and Steven are like, no, let's leave him alone. So we're up on the front waving at them, like, hey, guys, you guys are cool, da-da-da-da.
And they were like, oh, cool, they're friendly. And I was at the cannon. I said, well, I'm not. Oh, bam!
And just ripped. I was like, oh, all right, we're doing this.
And then what's cool is that they didn't really fight back too much. They must have had a lot of treasure.
They must have had a lot on them.
Because they were booking it, and we were chasing them, and we got close to where proximity chat. I could hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, bro, they're on our tail. like, terrified. Because they have a nice, dignified ship.
They had a really nice ship.
Ours had holes and shit from our last battle. And like, we had nothing to lose.
It was wrecked.
We're real pirates. And they're like pampered little pirate boys or something.
The best part is what little they were doing to fight back. They weren't shooting us. They were dumping explosive barrels into the water behind them, so we kept hitting those.
That's really?
That's why we kept getting damage to us.
Smart.
We kept hitting those.
They really must have had something special in that boat then.
Yeah.
They really had to have something special.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Those are the type of adventures you get. Like, literally, that was a full hour or so of gameplay without an actual
mission?
Yeah. Like, there was no progress at all.
What are you guys doing tomorrow? Fun. We should stream some Sea of Thieves tomorrow.
What are we doing tomorrow? Oh, Easter with our families.
I'm not.
I
got a birthday party for
I'm
my
free in the morning.
Goddaughter.
Excuse you, I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Thanks
for picking up that scab.
Jeez, Bruce Wayne.
Stuff we need to talk about before the show.
Anything you don't want to talk about?
Families.
Family.
Families. Pretty much all things about families.
Yeah. Everything about families.
It's
holidays.
Definitely a better game when you play, I guess, with a giant crew. I really hope that they give you different ships.
They need to upgrade the crew size.
Yeah, they do.
Six.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think six people, and they don't even have to increase the boat. Like, that same boat could be run by six people.
Or five. Five would have been nice. I would appreciate a crew size of five.
I'm seeing Aaron replying to your messages. Like, do you guys got room for one more? And he's like, sure. I'm like, the fuck is this?
I know. I was like, what does the mean?
I'm not a part of this.
That means I'm thinking. I didn't know if everybody was going to be there for the long run. You know, it just happened that way.
And then when I got in, I didn't realize that you guys had four people because I couldn't hear all four of you. I think you were pretty quiet. Somebody was pretty quiet, but I couldn't hear all four. So I was like, I'm just sitting in the menu just waiting for an invite.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, because I remember we were asking, like, so are you sailing now? I was like, nope. Looking at the title screen. It was good.
What does the game need, Aaron?
Bigger
map. More islands.
I don't know if bigger map bigger land masses, I would say. More on the land masses, like more NPC stuff, I would say. Hey, thanks for the follow.
Hey, we got a follow.
Samuel Santos.
Thank you.
I would say it needs... I like the system of everybody's the same when it comes to abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they need any like perks or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that kind of changes everything. It's skill versus skill. I really like that. But I would like to see crafting for cosmetics. You know, I would be fine with going to an island, finding materials, and then crafting something to make, you know,
the boat pretty.
Yeah.
Doesn't that get rid of the whole economy system, though? Like, for the gold, what does gold do then?
You can have gold buy. You can have different things. You can have different things for crafting that are unique to just crafting that you can only get from crafting, and then you can have things that you can only get from merchants. You can split that up. That just means more content.
How many times did you say crafting?
Crafting. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. What do you think it needs?
More. Just more everything.
Yeah.
Like, spawn people farther away from you.
Maybe some work on the spawn system. I think the crew should be a little bit more. More games. Like, remember how much fun we would have, like, in Red Dead Redemption?
I do.
Maybe, like, can you kill people in the bar?
There's
like, if you run into an enemy in the bar, can you kill them?
Yeah.
See, there should be like safe zones, I believe. Maybe a couple ports.
Were there safe zones for pirates back then?
No.
All right. then there will be no safe zones in this game, damn it.
We forgot the other saga of the night. It was you and Captain Zemo.
Oh, the dreaded Captain Zemo. And their freaking gamertag was just Captain Zemo. Just some BS. I saw a young lady out on the seas, and I thought it was Emma. Because we were trying to
this
link
is when
up
we were
with servers.
Still trying to think maybe we were on the same server.
We were hoping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me, you, and Steven went to the end of the world.
Yeah.
Because you guys wanted to see that.
Like some crazy people. Yeah, that's where you guys were when I saw Zemo. And so she rides up. And actually, she had like a really dope looking like pirate outfit. So I was like, geez, Emma's played this game a long time. But when she pulled up, it was just like, oh, it's not. So I started waving, you know, just being a gentleman on the dock. And she starts firing her sniper rifle at me, like just as the boat slowly sails by. And I was like, what the heck is this about?
Didn't hit you?
Didn't hit me, though. And then she was like, well, that's not working. So she starts firing cannons at me because, like, she's crawling across just to get a perfect shot at me. So I run back into the island, of course. Some things happen. We all travel to a different. You guys come pick me up. And we travel to a different island. And I don't even know why I'm just walking around, just to walk around. And I find her sitting down on the dock, just like regularly sitting down on the dock. And I'm like, there's no way she's here before we got here. Like, just sitting
I imagine.
Down.
So when you're telling the story, I imagine in Pulp Fiction, you remember where Marcellus Wallace and Bruce Willis meet whenever he's walking across
it
the
street? Yeah. One of those. Yeah.
Counting flowers on the wall.
So I took out my sniper rifle and shot her in the back of the head. But then she turned around and killed me. And I was like, this is all right. So now I have a blood feud with Captain Zemo, and I have to find her.
I found her and killed her.
Yeah, no, I need to kill her.
Although that reminds me of an issue I was having last night with, so when you're in an Xbox Live and you go into, like, trying to message people, and you get to the recent, like, you go to recent players, and you can message people, or you can see people's profiles that you've been playing with, it doesn't show you people that you come across in the game.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because I was trying to message the guy that was chasing me, because I was like, can you get off my dick for 5 minutes? Just leave me alone. But, like, if you go into recent players, you can't see the people around you.
There's
so I really wish...
proximity chat, though.
Yeah, but we were in a party.
Well, leave the party.
You can switch... chat from the party too, actually, and be in the party still, actually.
I don't know how to do that. But anyway, regardless, there should still be an option, because what if you want a friend request somebody that goes by?
You can do that.
You can't.
There's an option whenever you're in your emotes that says make friends, and then it'll pop up their gamer tag list of people near you.
It's never done. I've done that all the time because it's when it does this motion.
Yeah, if they're
it's
close
never
to them,
popped up.
You
before.
Have to be close to them.
I was close. I was dancing with them.
Well, then I'd have no idea. Because when I was on a ship with that first slave ship that I was on. Yeah, that's right. I did make friends.
The SS Nazi?
And then it brought up all their gamer tags. And I was like, oh, I could just be friends with them. And then I just pressed B.
I've never seen that.
Like, I'm not going to do that anymore. Yeah. J-Roms joined us out there last night. He was watching the show. It was good times. It was kind of like the old Mystery Science Theater 4,000.
It's kind of like the original days of how we even started the show.
It literally was a callback.
We started the show because we would just be in Xbox Live parties all day and all night, and it like we thought we were pretty damn funny, so we were like, oh, let's do a show.
And Jay Brahms thought we were pretty damn funny, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. We should do it again.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, if you have good friends to play with, Sea of Thieves, 100% worth it.
Is it? Hang on. Is it worth $60?
Ooh.
If you have good friends.
Yeah, if you have good friends to play with.
To play with, it's worth the money. And how do we want to put a bet that by the end of the year they're going to announce a Battle Royale mode?
Oh. I swear they better not do that.
Don't do that.
No. Let this trend die.
Wait, if it's free and optional, you don't care?
No. I wouldn't play it. That's not terrible. Not for Sea of Thieves, no.
That's terrible.
Because I even heard rumor that they might, and this is just straight rumor, that they might even add a Battle Royale mode in Far Cry 5.
No.
Because, you know, you have the map editor and stuff.
Let this trend die.
You have a full-blown map editor in there.
Leave it.
Yeah, Pocket Agent in chat saying Dying Light is getting a Battle Royale.
See? Yep.
Everybody who's developing any game. Red Dead, didn't we say it was going to get a Battle Royale?
It should have.
Video Game Bank doesn't get a Battle Royale.
I say we get a Battle Royale mode. But I think it would work. No, you know what things I would like to see in Sea of Thieves? I didn't get to finish the thought, but like, instead of just the current list of items getting updated versions, like I'd like to see more instruments.
Maybe I would like to see more instruments.
Pay to learn more songs.
Okay.
Different weapons, like maybe that you can't buy, but like when you load into a server, they're buried somewhere, kind of like
that
a Fortnite.
Change, but does that change? Would you be better equipped than another pirate?
No, it's all cosmetic, I think.
Because if it's all cosmetic, that's fine.
No, I want to see more weapons, more overpowered weapons in the game.
Yeah, see, I don't think they're ever going to go that route.
But I'd like to see it where if you find it, when you turn... it's maybe kind of too dumb then. Like, if you end the game, it goes away.
Yeah, nobody would like
it. You have to find the stuff, and then you can use it. Or maybe you can't reload the ammo or something like that.
So just a little extra, something
to make it a little different. The fact that everybody starts off with the three same weapons and everyone's just running around with blunderbuss. Oh, I don't count the sword.
Sword, blunderbuss.
You didn't use
pistol,
your gun
sniper.
At all last night, did you?
No,
you
killed
start
everyone.
With a blunderbuss and a
I
sniper.
I killed everyone with a sword.
You can yes. You just never went to the box and got your stuff.
I did the same thing.
I thought you had to buy them. I've been playing this game for like 50 hours.
With a pistol, right?
During a
good lord. Huh?
With a pistol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, I need 15,000 just to buy a shotgun, and they're like, oh, he doesn't know.
What? Nobody told me.
During the battle, I didn't even have a sword. I had a pistol and I had a blunderbuss.
Yeah, you can have
you
two guns. Yeah.
You get 10 shots.
I loved it when Aaron was fighting some guy down below, and I see him and I come down and I do that lunge, come in, yeah! As he was like looking at Aaron, and Aaron was like, nice.
That was good. Yeah, I remember after the whole fight, he's like, I was fighting with a sword the whole time. You have a gun.
You guys all use a gun?
Wait, what? Lawbreakers is getting a battle royale?
I thought Lawbreakers was a battle royale. Oh, no, it's just
a PvP.
Yeah, it's a PvP. Oh, man. That's terrible. Yeah, I mean.
The law says do not touch.
That's horrible.
And I'm seeing a lot of lawbreakers out there.
Oh my god. Why do you know that movie so well? You can quote it.
He said, I only know that part.
I only know that one part.
Somebody's a big fan of Magic Mike.
I'm a big fan of Matthew McConaughey.
I watch anything that
anything he's in. Even those fucking Mercedes commercials.
Did I have those Lincoln. On repeat?
Is it Lincoln?
How much did you love the Dark Tower?
Huh?
I said, how much did you love the Dark Tower?
Oh, so much.
Oh, okay. I saw that going so many different directions.
I didn't
so
see much. It go anywhere, and I don't want to see it.
All right there, slick.
See if these pick it up, everybody. Get your friends to, you know, pick it up with you, because you're going to want to play with friends, of course. So,
yeah. Go.
In the second half, we will pick up where we left off with some banging around the web. And we'll probably have some more news about Sea of Thieves, actually.
Yeah, and I'm going to play Wonderwall during the break for all the live people.
Oh, thank God. We're not going to take a break for
long. If you want to watch twitch.tv, /video_game_bang, if you want to see live performances in between the shows.
You understand the whole, like, you want people to come into the show, not avoid the show.
Yeah, you don't
want to
push anybody away.
Wonderwall brings people together.
Who?
I saw you tweet that out when you were. I was like, is Corey stoned?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't Wonderwall. It was just Oasis, the band. brings people together.
Maybe yeah. English people.
My statement still stands. Corey Stone.
English people?
Yes, like from Britain. Stick around, everybody. After this commercial break, we'll be right back.
English Empire.
With some more video game bangs. Weekend bang.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Oh, should I said it? Damn it.
Oh, I thought you... Okay.
No, okay.
I thought you were saying that the N-word is a nifty say, the word. Way
you, if you don't know the backstory of that,
oh, yeah.
to anybody, they can just think that you're saying that that word is nifty.
Exactly.
It's a nifty word.
did you come on recording when he said that?
Oh, yeah, I did. I definitely did. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are back from the
break. You didn't hear all the terrible stuff they said during the break, but the one time I talked...
I'm just saying, man.
Corey's the next ninja.
So let's get right into it.
PewDiePie, ninja...
That's terrible. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Oh, I see. It's the old,
shell shocks.
The old switch.
It was my turn.
Okay.
Yeah. We're switching.
We're like the Beatles.
Yeah. You're up next, Emma. So
McCartney, Lennon, Ringo.
Emma doesn't really like to sing, apparently.
I don't know. I got nothing. I'm not doing that.
Counter-Strike commentator.
I'm not doing that.
Counter-Strike commentator drops a racial slur during the birthday stream.
Oh, my God. Another week, another one of these guys.
It does seem like each week we are talking about another, I don't know, streamer or person in the esports industry being a little loose with the lips. It says, during a celebrity birthday stream last night, Counter-Strike global offensive commentator Matthew Sadowski.
You know where I was going with that.
Whatever his name is, Trivet, called members of his stream chat the N-word.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, I was like, what's dash mean? But okay.
It's Corey trying to be it's Aaron trying to be clever.
I get it. Yeah,
I'm just reading what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't you write it?
No, I did not write it. No,
copy paste.
Yeah, copy pasta. Mm. There you go. Trivet was was live playing PUBG when he dropped the slur. I am literally going 50%, and I'm the best in esports. Do you know this guy, Corey?
I'd have to probably see his face or hear his voice, but
some of the circles you roll in.
Do you know who? There's so many different CS Go.
There's so many different assholes out there.
What did you say his name was?
His name is Matthew Trivet.
His screen name appears to be Sadakist.
Sadakist,
which seems like a weird. Sort of
sadomasochist.
Yeah, that's what merging, it seems like a weird sort of shortening of sadomasochist. But yeah. I'm not here to judge, except for the fact that he's saying the N-word. I'm here to judge that.
Well, see, so he says, "Wait till I go 100%, you effing N-word," and they put apostrophes right there instead of the dash.
That's an asterisk.
It's throwing me.
That is an asterisk.
Yeah, it's an asterisk. I take it back. They put an asterisk there. Okay.
Cool.
That's the important part of the story.
That's the important part of the story. But anyway, later during an Ask Me Anything segment, Trivet admits that he was drinking, or he had been drinking, because, you know, that
makes everything better.
Explains it. He responds to Counter-Strike community member Don Hasse by telling him, oh, good Lord.
Exactly.
He is a plethora of just negativity, isn't he?
According to Liquipedia, he's Canadian.
Liquipedia?
Yeah.
What is Liquipedia?
What's that?
You could get a whole bunch of good esports. It's like Wikipedia, but for esports.
For Team Liquid only, though?
No. It's got people from all the esports teams.
Oh, okay.
But well, he's right. in there, and looks like he's from Canada.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to say, usually it's...
You're not going to read what else he said? You weren't going to...
Where's that?
Finish that?
Maybe if I put a belt around your neck and, or maybe you should put a belt around your neck and jump off a cliff with that belt still attached, Trivet said. That would be better for not just me, everyone.
Jeez.
Wow. This guy.
I ad-libbed that last part, not just
this
me, but
fucking
everyone.
Guy.
But I mean, okay, so yeah, he is definitely, he's got some demons that he's finding in the bottle of a bottle. But
well, he's only like a streamer or a player. He's a caster.
Yeah.
He's been on the mic for many events, including the Boston Major last January.
Now does it ring a bell, Corey?
Podcast has to play the clip we're talking about. Totally not going to do that.
No, can't play that.
Not doing that.
Can't play the clip because, one, don't want to search it. And two, if I do go into Corey's search bar and it's already searched in there under other things, then we'll have a discussion offline, of course.
On his favorites bar.
But I mean, so here's the thing. It seems like there's, I wouldn't call, okay, so I was going to say, usually it's kind of, we get this from foreign players.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to fall back on the, well, it didn't.
You know, it doesn't mean that where I live.
Yeah, exactly. Where I'm from.
I don't understand exactly how, the, you know, the background that your country has.
But this guy's from Canada, so.
Canada?
So he clearly, you know, has been close enough to the U.S. to realize that there was some, you know, that's the hot word. Especially for him to use it as well. And I don't know. I can't even say being drunk is an excuse as well.
No.
Because
that's like that thing where like people like to throw out there like, well, it just slipped out. I'm like, you don't, that doesn't slip out if that's not in your everyday vocabulary.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're not saying that all the time, you wouldn't just randomly say it.
And again, right? I feel like, you know, everybody says it.
We this do. Is not we true. Just, yeah.
There's a lot of things like just, apricot. Yeah. I never say apricot. It never slips out because I never use apricot in a regular day sentence.
What do you got against apricots?
I'm just, it's the first thing that popped in my head. To be completely honest.
Wait, but wasn't like, the whole point of what you were saying that...
I never say it because it's not in my regular vocabulary. He did,
but it is in your regular vocabulary because you just pulled it out three off times. The top
I
of your
like
head.
I feel like we're getting off topic.
We're moving away from the N-word. We're moving away from what this guy...
Yeah, but the N-word is bad. That's the moral of the story.
That's where this is going.
Yeah, but so what do you think should be some consequences up there? That kind of ties into the next story that goes under this whole thing because, of course, we just had a very popular streamer, Ninja, who wasn't saying it in the same, I guess, context as this guy. So
yeah,
but
I feel like the difference there is this guy was angry.
Yes.
He wanted to say an insult. He wanted to point it at somebody, and that's the word he chose. Whereas Ninja was trying to rap very awkwardly.
He's trying to rap. And I like how you use that.
I feel like, I mean, Ninja, I feel like in that case, it maybe did slip out because he hesitated for like a half second after he said it, like, shh, okay, just keep going. Maybe nobody will notice.
But something in his brain, the synapses fired off and was like, just go for it then.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Just throw it in there. It's not in the song, but just throw it in there.
Exactly. So Twitch explains how suspensions over conduct are handled after Ninja's incident is the next story on here.
Yes.
And I mean, of course, I'm not sure. I can't remember in this article if it said that Trivette was on Twitch when he was doing a stream, but I'm just assuming because no other, you know.
No other platform is mentioned.
Like, exactly. Questions are now turned to what type of behavior can lead to a suspension or ban on Twitch and whether Blevins, which is the real name of Ninja, will face action himself, which I don't think he should. Me personally, because I'm like, he wasn't saying it in a hateful way towards somebody. It wasn't trying to be toxic or anything like that. Unless you just think, you know,
that anybody using it is.
Or if you just think Logic's music is bad and that's toxic, spreading it around anyway. So there's that. Other popular streamers like Steven, Destiny, Bonnell, and Wei Sing, Sing Sing, Yuen, have faced retaliation over the use of the word. Wow. Who are these people? Are they big streamers too? Anybody know their names?
I do not know.
Nope.
Then
again, other streamers have let the word slip and have played it in a song or on the stream and even seen flashing by their chat and have gotten suspended. I'm glad we didn't get suspended when it flashed through in our chat and somebody read it. But
shut up. Fuck off.
It can be confusing, and Twitch's own community guidelines aren't even helpful in discerning the correct answer. Asked for clarification, Twitch representatives told Polygon that this is the best way to understand when a streamer might face punishment for using the offensive derogatory term. When reviewing report content or activity, we will consider its intent and context. So basically they're saying, you know, case by case situation, which is
right.
The rule be, Aaron?
What should the rule be?
Yeah, you get to run Twitch for the day and you get to make this crucial decision. What's the ruling?
See, that's a tough one because as a American that is black, it's hard to say because in my community it's used all the time as a term of endearment, you know, a insult. So it's kind of just a part of my vernacular. I've grown up around it
and it's never, I've never seen it in a negative light outside of the black community. So am I going to segregate the black streamers and say that they can go ahead and just say it all, and then every other, you know, race can't? I want to make this fair across the board. So what I would say is the Second Amendment, or excuse me, the First Amendment.
A whole other conversation.
Yeah, no, right. Is freedom of speech, right?
I think so.
Right.
As long,
but
yeah, I know there's still the but. But if it's not, let's just say case by case. I'll take case by case. I won't even
so
go defer.
You're gonna say exactly what Twitch just said.
Yeah, I think I would go with them. I'll say good on them, because it's tough though. It's very tough. So I'll say case by case. How would you, you know, rule it out, Emma?
I mean, I think case by case is the way to do it. I mean, the way they're doing it is there's no fast, easy way. Like, there's no one answer you'd be like, this is the hard and fast rule. This applies to everybody. This applies to every situation every single time. It's a little more nuanced than that. So, and with the changes they just made to their guidelines, their big push was that everything is about context. They're like, you can report something all you want, but it comes down to the context of the situation.
Correct.
So I think what it sounds like it's going to come down to for them is, was it used in a derogatory, like, was it used as an insult? Was it used in a derogatory way? Was it pointed at somebody in a negative light? And I think Ninja's situation doesn't really fall under any of that. It's more of a personal.
So then where would you, because he's not going to get punished, of course, by Twitch. And actually, I don't feel like he should. But he is going to get backlash from the community.
Yeah.
And then when Twitch gets backlash for the community for no repercussions for him, you know, saying what he said, how do you respond to those?
This is why I don't work at Twitch.
Yeah, exactly. As Twitch, how do I respond to those people that have, you know, these grievances they want to
air? That is a question to be answered by a room full of lawyers and other marketing representatives and public relations representatives at Twitch.
And stuff.
Safe.
Punishment has
a diverse
to
group
for the crime
of such.
I think it's tough when you have, like, and it's not just in this case, but it's in any case, when you have a rule that's as fluid as that, because then it comes down to somebody's or a group of people's opinion on whether one instance it was racist and one instance it wasn't. How do you define, you know, if you feel like in that context it wasn't, you know, racist, but somebody else could hear it and they could feel like it was racist in that context, like, I feel like,
well, that's still up to the Twitch board or whatever.
Right, that's what I'm saying, is like, when you have that, but you have an instance where the community can be, you know, you can get backlash, I always feel like Twitch as a company, you're going to want to point to something that's like, okay, this is why in this case, like, this is why this didn't happen. Like, a solid, defined guideline in general. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Not just for this instance, but for anything that goes on. Like, you know, like how low can somebody's shirt be before that's inappropriate to be on Twitch? Stuff like that. It should be like a defined thing, so nobody could be
pretty,
like, well, they didn't get banned.
They were pretty good about that thing, because, I mean, they kept it, again, across the board, where it was, you know, they didn't want, like, I guess, you know, boob streamers is what they called them, and they even said guys don't, you know, can't even go without
their
shirts.
It's a hard line.
It's just like, yeah,
nobody,
no one,
everybody
can
has to have a shirt.
Pocket Asian in chat says, is there any word that nobody is allowed to say? I don't think there's one word that nobody across the board is.
Well, I mean, if you mean, like, in the societal sense, Creed. Is there any word that nobody, if you mean on
Nickelback.
Online.
Voldemort?
You just said
fear
it, though.
Fear of a name only increases fear of the thing itself. Sorry.
If that's a quote from the damn book, we're moving right along. Moving right along. We're going to go right back to...
hey, you're the one that brought it to Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Do not put that on me.
All right, so we'll just... In that part with just don't.
It's a very nuanced issue.
Don't say
that. And don't say the N-word.
And next week we're going to cover
person. It's an easy enough fix. Exactly. Who's next?
Exactly. No Man's Sky is coming to the Xbox this summer alongside a huge update, apparently.
And nobody cares.
You seem to care whenever you read that for the first time.
It was
she
sarcasm.
She pre-ordered it before the show, guys.
Oh, my
facetious.
God.
I did. Yeah. Yeah, I spent a whole lot of money pre-ordering it. I got the whole box set. No, Chad, that is sarcasm.
No Man's Sky is coming to Xbox One this summer, and it's bringing a massive update called Next. That's it. Just Next.
Like Madonna.
All right.
Exactly.
One word.
It's iconic.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's epic. Next.
You know what? That's what the marketing
so
guy
hot
probably
right
said.
Now.
In the
yeah, exactly. It's so
it's
hot.
It's like
right
Hansel.
Now.
So hot right now.
With it to the PS, the next update is coming as well to the PS4 and the PC as well. It's so massive, in fact, that it's even got its own logo. So you can go check that one out online. There's no word on what it'll include. So sorry, that's so stupid. So they're just gonna make a whole marketing thing for it, but not tell you what's inside of it.
Next.
Wow, because that worked out so well for them the first time.
Oh my gosh. It's Xbox One debut. Includes the initial release with all three of the major updates as well in there, so don't worry, you won't be left behind. And it's supposed to have 4K support as well. So
I wonder what their daily active users are down to these days.
Three. There's three people online.
That's an optimistic estimate right there.
Trust me, before all this came out, before we were all on board. We did a whole show about the video game awards, where they debuted it and they showed it and we were all hyped for it, the possibilities, the game,
their studio flooding,
we covered them like as if they were next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the more,
and then the betrayal set in,
like, yeah, it's just the more what's his name started spouting out the mouth of stuff that was going to be in there, and then we never saw any evidence of it. It was just like, oh my god, man, what are you doing?
They Peter Molyneux'd us,
they big time. So when the game came out, I did not buy it day one. I waited till this one of the first like big updates came out.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, I own it.
I think all three.
But I bought
it
at $39.99.
Yeah, I bought it day one.
See?
Oh,
why?
Sorry.
Because his whole thing was here. We can find each other in the universe. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
I was thinking, you know, words are spinning out like endless rain into a paper cup. And Aaron and I were going to be sailing across the universe.
And meantime, it was going to take so long for them to see each other that I was just going to keep going in between them and my ship.
I had high hopes for this. I had high hopes that somebody, that the game was going to come out, was going to be amazing. Somebody was going to find a planet, create this gigantic society, and then go online and be like, look, everybody, you can meet up at this big gathering spot from all around the universe, and that'll be your hub to...
We'll call it a citadel.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Call it a citadel. And you can, you know, explore the universe from there. You know, everybody knows the location of the Citadel. You know, we're just throwing these names out here. And, you know, it would have a mass
the tower
effect on everything that you did in the game. This Citadel. Yeah.
You say that weird. Citadel.
Yeah, Citadel.
Nothing's gonna
Citadel.
Change
Citadel.
My
But whatever.
World.
Are you gonna pick this game up when it comes out on the Xbox One?
Of course not.
All right. Good for you. Good for you.
Nobody's buying this. Don't buy No Man's Sky. Do not give these people money.
Yeah, No Man's Buy. There you go.
Hey!
Reddit slams the Sea of Thieves players to reach that first Sea of Thieves player to reach Pirate Legend status. The latest gossip from the occasionally bizarre world of gaming communities, fans of the pirate game Sea of Thieves are angry because a popular Twitch streamer allegedly cheated his way to the top spot.
What?
The streamer Prodigy X became the first to reach Pirate Legend status this week, which is 50 levels across all three of the little factions. Within a few hours, critics popped up, accusing him of boosting his way to the top and claiming loot discovered by various players as his own. They even have their own hashtag, Not My Pirate Legend.
Hashtag Not My Pirate Legend.
Yeah, hashtag Not My Pirate Legend. Many are accusing him of bad play, using Twitch followers to get booty, necessarily.
Yikes. Okay.
Doctor disrespected that. And it was a whole wow. other situation.
Wow. Wow. Hashtag not my disrespect. essentially, the folks promoting hashtag not my pirates say that the streamer hopped into a bunch of friendly pirate crews just before they turned in their respective quests, earning him XP without contributing to the voyage. Is that really a bad thing, though?
I mean, it's
yeah.
It's a game about pirates, though, so there's
true.
No honor among thieves.
It may not be cheating, but at the very least, it's unethical.
But it's a game about pirates. Yeah, it's a game built upon stealing from other people.
I'm just saying. It's unethical.
So he's got the developers have said once you reach the max level, this pirate legend status, you get the legendary voyages and everything like that. So I guess he's in a better place right now.
I mean,
we are, so
for me personally, I think I would enjoy it more having like gone through everything and did it myself rather than taking the easy way.
So you want the game to give you a feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah.
I want
to earn my legendary status.
You wanted the players to feel a sense of accomplishment.
But what if that
I feel like you're
what if the
I
way
am.
Scaring me.
What if that
I can't
way
remember the quote.
Or the way he does it is his feeling of accomplishment, like the way that he worked the
system. His
feeling
is wrong.
Okay, so his feeling is wrong.
He can't feel that way.
He can't feel that
no,
way.
No, I mean, that's fine. That's, if you know, he's of the certain kind of fiber, in which case that means something to him, then okay, that's cool.
I mean, I guess the point is that we're all talking about this, and he's just looking down on us from his pirate hideout.
Exactly. He's the only
care.
One there,
hey,
right?
maybe that was him that we saw in the painted ship last night.
No. Lord, no. That wasn't him.
The pirate code.
What's the
course.
Pirate code? The pirate code is actually stamped on, yeah, stamped on the door every single time you leave the first bar.
Actually, yeah, you're right. It is.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it's
and
I read
saw,
it.
Saw nothing about joining servers and collecting loot without doing the voyage on there, so he kind of seems like he's within the pirate code.
There we go.
There it is. And rounding out the news, the Fantastic Four are returning to Marvel Comics this summer, everybody. Do you know why this is important, Webb?
I feel like you're going to tell us. Also, I'm not Webb. I apologize.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's returning, that it's important because Marvel Studios now has the rights to make a Fantastic Four movie, so they're bringing them back from them going out and building other worlds.
Please
so
no.
bringing them back.
Please no. I don't want another Fantastic Four movie.
See, that's the thing.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
They're
Marvel
trying,
Studios
no.
is behind
they're going,
it.
Yeah, because no. you got to remember, it wasn't the original people behind it.
There's so
it.
Many other movies they could make. There's so many other characters.
I don't think it's going to be an origin story. If they do, I don't think it's going to be origin.
I'm sure, but like, this is the fucking Spider-Man Homecoming all over again. It's like,
wait,
you're
what?
Like,
what?
You're like,
hold on.
I liked Homecoming, but it's one of those things where you're like, we don't need another one of these. We really don't. We've had two iterations of it.
Because you're on the outside.
Get in something else.
I feel
else.
Like,
Make
I feel
something
like
else.
There's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's its own universe, right? Of course, like we know. And then everything on the outside are lies. Like everything outside.
All of them.
All of
Casablanca,
them.
Casablanca, Forrest Gump, all
every
lies.
Every movie. Every single movie outside
Schindler's
of it.
Schindler's List.
All of it lies. No, ooh. Terrible. Terrible. Careful for that setup.
Jeez. You're welcome. You said it, not me.
So... I can literally take an origin story. I don't even care
no.
if it's an origin story, as long as it's within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because I think they're going to do it right. And so it's the thing where it's like, so the article basically goes on to say that one of the theories was they took off the Fantastic Four series from the comic books because it's basically free publicity for those other lies out there that were not the real thing. So now that they have purchased 20th Century Fox back, yes, like you said, Webb, they have the chance to bring it home, you know?
Get
the,
or they cannot.
They're going to. I see, and I don't think you understand the importance of the Fantastic Four in the comic book. And
I mean, I do get
book.
It. They're overarching over everything. They kind of
yeah.
pop into everything, and they tie... I mean, they're one of the things in the Marvel Universe that kind of ties everybody together.
Yes. Marvel.
However.
At a time, Marvel, this was like the first team up for Marvel before mm-hmm. the Avengers.
Right.
If they wanted to introduce a new character, they would do it through the Fantastic Four because the Fantastic Four was so popular. You needed to read about Black Panther? Well, boom, that's how they brought him in.
However.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I think they want to bring their mainstay back. So that's why they're doing this whole thing. They have a video, the introduction of how, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So it's an important thing. So,
who plays Doctor Doom? That's all I want to know.
Oh, in the movie?
Who plays Doctor Doom?
I don't know. I don't know any actors are out there. You know what? I'll say Michael Fassbender.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I like him.
I think he could do Doctor Doom justice.
He can do anything justice.
Let's pull it back there.
Well, he's already in. I mean, I guess it's not part of it, but he's already in X-Men. So they do they want somebody that's
no,
in the X-Men universe?
So
I know that it's not the same.
Get ready, because they're going to bring that back too. You know that.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
All right then, because all those lies out there. They don't exist.
I feel like they wouldn't use somebody from the X-Men movies though.
It's that hurts me personally. Because Fassbender is good as Magneto. And he would be perfect in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You literally just discovered this like 5 seconds ago, and now you're like, it would hurt me. You just decided 5 seconds ago that Michael Fassbender should be Doctor Doom. And now the idea of him not being Doctor Doom hurts you.
No, of Magneto in the cinematic universe of Marvel.
Oh, I see.
If they didn't take him and just be like, hey, you're over here.
That's fine. Yeah,
but I understand the reason why, because you don't want to mix them up. Like, oh, this is not that movie. But yeah, I don't know. Fantastic Four, I want to see it come back stronger and better. And I think you guys will love him. You know, Michael Chiklis.
Faster, better, stronger.
He'll be the thing again.
Give Chiklis another shot.
Are they are they going to keep the continuity? Are they going to explain why they've been gone?
In the comic books?
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, they'll just tell him that Sue and Reed were off building universes with the kids. And
you know, family vacation, building universes.
Yeah, you know, that's what you do, right?
It's what you do.
It's what you do.
All right, and that was all the news I have, everybody. That was it.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Good show.
Got through that.
All right. That was it.
Stayed relatively... Oh, no, as I say, we stayed on topic, but we talked for like 30 minutes about our Sea of Thieves adventures.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. That's what we do from time to time. I have a small topic that we can go over, though. It came up, actually. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine about...
How a woman had hurt your pride?
Remastered, no?
Is there something you would like to talk about?
I know, exactly. You want to... If you want to share.
It was a Tom Petty reference. I'm sorry. It was bad. It was poorly timed.
Fill the room.
Yeah,
I know.
Anyway.
Any Tom Petty takers, huh? I was talking with a friend of mine.
All right.
Said a woman had hurt his pride. Yeah, no. I got the record. You want me to?
Quite all right. Thank you.
We got extra time. We really blew through those news stories.
Yeah, but I got another issue. Not an issue, but, you know, just kind of...
Share with the class.
Thank you.
Sorry,
and it's because of these remastered games that are coming out on the regular, and everybody's just...
Spyro, let's go!
See, exactly. You're getting a remastered game. I'm thinking you're getting the remastered game because you played it when you were younger, correct?
Yeah.
And you really loved it.
Yep.
And do you think it's going to be the same, though?
I hope so.
You hope so. Now, what if it comes out and it's not?
Then that would be upsetting.
And you're going to spend your full... price tag on
this.
Yes,
I am.
Right?
100%.
So I was posing the question, is nostalgia hurting the game industry?
Is nostalgia hurting every industry, right?
I was going to say, this is an interesting question because this is a question people have been asking about movies for like the last 2 decades.
There you go.
Where all we're getting now are remakes because nobody wants to take the risk and fund a new IP.
Correct.
Everyone wants to go, oh man, I loved 16 Candles. And then
I swear to God.
When it comes back out. Like look at even television.
They're remaking Heathers.
Roseanne.
They just brought back Roseanne, yeah. Very topical.
They brought back, what is it?
Will and Grace.
Did they really bring it back? I thought it was just a joke.
No, it had a whole season. Oh, it's coming back again.
Fuller House? Anybody?
Hold on.
Fuller House, which got a second season.
Don't you dare talk bad about Fuller House.
I'm not saying anything bad, but it's a nostalgia game.
Did anybody like Fuller House?
Everybody.
I don't think anybody liked Fuller House.
I think you're
alone
on that one.
And I am still salty that they canceled Sense8 and gave Fuller House a second season.
Ooh. And I'm glad.
Not that those are connected, but they're connected.
Bill J says new Bill and Ted on the way.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Prison,
I'm here for that.
Prison Break? They brought that one back?
No, nobody needs that.
So animated game?
So when it comes to the video game era, video game...
So are they falling into the same trap?
Are they falling in the same trap? Is it hurting the industry? Are we not moving forward as video games because we're just... Oh, everybody loves Mario. Let's go back to Mario again. Everybody loves Spyro.
Okay, that's Nintendo's entire platform.
But Nintendo
everything they put out is Mario.
Nintendo is the only video game company. Exclusively.
Like, anyway.
That's what they are. That's what they do.
Anyway. No, well, I think what we're seeing so far is not nearly as bad as movies, it seems like, because we're still getting new games.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of sequels. We're getting more and more remasters, but we're also... We don't seem to be slowing down in new IPs as far as I can tell.
But are they as good? Will they give you like... So in the future when we really... These old games are really archaic and nobody's playing them anymore. Will these new games that we're getting, these new IPs, will they be as beloved as our, you know, late 90s, early 2000s?
I think so.
So like,
I think it's
what games
I think it's hard for us
of?
To think that because we think of nostalgia as the games that we grew up with.
Okay.
But for the younger generation... They're not growing up with what we grew up. They're growing up with what they have now. I mean, that's a very obvious way to say it. But, like, these are their nostalgia games that we
like,
have right now.
I don't know how we can... I really would like to see in the future somebody be like, oh, man, you remember Call of Duty 2? Like that was
yeah, it's gonna be like you remember amazing. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? Like that was a big, and that's gonna be for some people. Yeah,
and then I would slap that kid and be like, "No, that was not a good game."
You'd be that guy.
That was not a good game.
You'd be that guy.
Yes, that's. I mean, because I feel like I feel like there are some things. So like, I bring this game up all the time, but I went back and played it, and it doesn't hold up through time. On the original system, Perfect Dark on the 64, it lags. The frame rate is very slow. But when I was a kid, I really loved that game. Mm-hmm. You know, played hours of that thing. And like I always say, it does things that first-person shooters still do not do now today. I feel with these remastered ones that if we keep continuing these, nobody's pushing the envelope at all with the different genres in video games. Where? You've played multiple Tomb Raiders.
I have.
And you've had really, really separate, different experiences with them? Or they were kind of just add new weapons, add new skins.
The Tomb Raiders?
Tomb Raiders, from even Tomb Raiders to what's the Naughty Dog game?
Oh, Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake.
Oh, Uncharted.
Yeah. So there you go. You can even put those, you know, separate.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the difference between the old Tomb Raiders and the new Tomb Raiders. No, 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 I'm like, no, no, there's no, 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 that's no, no, that's a horrible example.
No, because we've already hit point. Like now a plateau where it's like, yeah, because the hardware is different, that's cool. But the hardware
we
now,
always I feel like everybody thinks that wherever they are is the plateau. It's very hard to see where it can go from here. Mm-hmm. But it's going to, like, we're going to look back in 20 years at the games we're playing now and be like, God, I can't believe we played that piece of shit. Like, look at this tech.
I don't do that now, though.
You want to elaborate more on that?
Or, like, you don't look at, like, old graphics from, like, the 90s and be like, what a piece of shit.
No.
Yeah. Well,
I go, those were the best days of my goddamn life.
Well, there's that. But, like, you compare it to what we play now and it's night and day. And it's hard. True. It's hard to remember a time where you thought that was the end all be all. Like, I remember booting up the original Halo and being like, this is as good as it gets. Like, this is incredible. These graphics. But you look at it now and you're like, this is comically, you know, if you go back and look at the unremastered version.
Well, yeah, like, graphics-wise, I can understand. But whenever graphics get to photorealism, to where it just looks like you're playing real life stuff, you have to fall back on gameplay.
So maybe it's not the graphics that improve, it's the way we interact with the game. It's the way we interact with the medium. Like, maybe 20 years from now, we'll look back and be like, I can't believe I sat in a chair with a controller in my hand and that's how we played video games. How archaic.
And we're not ready for that yet, are we? Because the Wii tried to do that.
Right.
It changed the way we interact
with
the game.
But we're in the beginning of a sort of surge in VR technology.
I hear the outro music going. I don't want to start the VR conversation. Yeah. I think talking about the nostalgia thing, though, people are only going to keep making what everyone is buying. So if you guys are sick of the nostalgia kick, stop buying it. Otherwise, or stop watching those TV shows. But there's a reason that Clarissa explains it all as getting a reboot, because they looked at how Roseanne is doing and how Will and Grace is doing and Fuller House, and they're like, hey, Girl Meets World, we can do the same thing and make a bunch of money. Let's do it.
That's a whole new generation.
I still think it's just very dangerous to continue down that track of same old, because you're going to get bored with that, promise you. It's just going to sit on your shelf and you're just going to be like, oh, well, there's that game that was cool one time.
I like the nostalgia kick.
Yeah, it's cool.
As long as other cool stuff is still happening.
Yeah.
And it's not everything. It's like, yeah, I'm still going to get Red Dead Redemption this year, but if Spyro's making
next
a reboot,
year. Next year.
I'll buy that shit too.
Next year, you're getting it.
Yeah,
next
shut
year.
Up.
Yeah.
Don't jinx it.
Well, and then you get in the conversation of, do you put sequels in that? Do you think there should be less sequels and more new IPs?
Yeah, then you just said.
Which is the other big problem with Hollywood, is like all you get now are remakes and sequels.
Yeah.
And it's rare, well, it's not, I mean, I don't know how rare you would say it is, but it's uncommon comparatively to get a new story that
isn't sequels,
remakes, or adaptations.
There's no such thing as new stories.
Well, yeah, they're like, everything's a Hamlet.
Yeah.
Everything's Hamlet. Exactly. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Well, that was it. We would delve deeper, but we're running out of time, people. Sorry if you're listening to the podcast, you're missing the live show. You should be in here with chat. Chat, we're going to hit you up in a few seconds to get all your thoughts on this situation. So for the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, and Emma Skies, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying see you all out on the seas.